Star 94.1.
We're inspired by the royal wedding and want to know your stories of who didn't get a wedding invite because they would have ruined that wedding. We're going to get to your stories here in just a second. But first of all, Kelly Cheese wants us to know about a really cool event going on in town to support some people who've really supported the Jeff and Jen Show.
Yeah, this is the Chris 180 group, right? We love them.
Yes, they helped us find our breaking and entering family that we gave a Christmas to that didn't think they were going to have a Christmas. And on April 8th, they're doing this really cool event. It's called the Final Round. And it's a party, but also a golf tournament. So if you're not a golfer like me, you go for the party, the food, the drinks, the good times, and then the charity too. But there's also a golf tournament going on all day.
And if you're a golfer, you go and get mad at the partiers. Will you respect the game?
Shh, you need to golf clap.
But there's also a silent auction with really cool gifts. And all of the proceeds from the tickets that you buy to the money that they raise while they're there from the silent auction and everything are going to go to what Chris 180 is all about. And that's helping Atlanta's homeless youth. So if you don't know, we have over 3,000 kids who sleep on the streets of Atlanta and around the city every night, which is just so tragic. And Chris 180 helps these teens and young adults find homes so they can get back on their feet, lead healthy and successful lives. And I just think it would be really cool to see the Jeff and Jen Show family show out. It's on April 8th, and it's called The Final Round. I'll put the link up on our social medias for Star 94.1 and the Jeff and Jen Show.
Cool. And star941atlanta.com. You can get your tickets in advance and go support some really awesome folks. Chris 180. All right, so let's get into these wedding invite disses. This came up because Meghan Markle is not inviting some people to the royal wedding. I mean, you got to really pass some clearances to get in front of the queen.
Well, and if you're Meghan Markle, right, all of a sudden, the minute you become engaged to a prince, she has cousins popping up everywhere.
Yes, and this is her her half-brother's
Exactly. Jen is proving
child,
my point.
Her former sister-in-law, who used to be married to her half-brother, who says she's not invited.
I don't think that we're going to get the invitations, and that's fine. We're okay with that, but we're supporting her on and just having a good time. So proud of her.
Yeah. Supporting her from afar because you're not going to the royal wedding. So that has got us thinking about who didn't get a wedding invite because they would absolutely ruin that wedding.
I'm just imagining that woman rolling up on Queen Elizabeth and like, "Nanny, name is Markle." And they're like, "Well, you see, back when I was 17, I took up with her brother's stepdad. Now, he was still married at the time, but that's how I met him. I was babysitting for him. And so I took up with him for a spell, and during that time, we never really had a relationship, but I think he was in love with me. And anyways, I ended up having a baby. And that baby is the guy you see standing right over there in that powder blue tuxedo.
Everybody's got a member of their family that you think about it. But before you fill out that wedding invite list, you're like, ooh, maybe not. Probably not.
We went around the room yesterday when we talked about planning this segment. We're like, JP, you're the one who got married most recently. Do you have anyone? And he goes, do y'all remember this?
Oh, JP, it's Polly.
Uncle Gator.
How are you this evening? Are you in Atlanta or Albuquerque or Toronto?
No connection to any of those.
Tel Aviv? Ah, where are you, JP? Because if you don't answer your phone and talk to Polly, I don't know where you are.
And that's not even his name. His name's Uncle Gator, and he comes up with this, like,
alter ego, Polly.
So, did Uncle Gator get the invite?
He didn't get the invite. It wasn't because I didn't want him there. I didn't want Polly there.
Yes.
And when multiple members of my family have swung on him,
yeah,
and, quote unquote, put Uncle Gator to sleep on more than one occasion that I've been present at, Lord knows how many times that happened when I haven't been present. So,
because you're kind of like, if something crazy happens and it's Heidi's family member, fine. But if it was yours,
I ain't
you'd
gonna
be like, I'm not going to be responsible for that.
All right, 404-263-0941 is our phone number. Kelly, you're putting together your guest list now for you and Captain Crunch.
Wow,
guys.
When you become Mrs. Crunch.
I didn't see that coming, and I don't know why I didn't see that coming, but no.
Is there anybody you're not going to invite to y'all's upcoming
I'm not the wedding type. I'm the type that's going to come back on one day, and y'all are going to be like, what's that? And I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I got married. I'm not the wedding type.
See, she's not invited anymore. I'm telling you. We're going to have a little crunch by Christmas.
I got too many family members from Harlem, Georgia that are not going to be around me the day I'm saying I do.
She's got so many, she's not even having a wedding.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
So who didn't get a wedding invite because you know they would have ruined the wedding?
We just mentioned JP, who has a family member that has been in fist fights with multiple family members. That guy didn't get an invite to his recent wedding.
Meghan Markle's half-brother's former sister-in-law's nephew not going to the royal wedding.
All right, Charles, listen up. I used to cut lawns for them, and then I couldn't help her, but his auntie just fell in love with me. She was married at the time and pregnant with twins, not the husbands, bartenders, but I raised them as my own first 4 years. Good to be here.
You almost tell those stories too well. You're scaring me.
So good to be. Is this real gold? Let me bite that fork. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. All right, so 404-263-0941. Stella joining the Jeff and Jen Show with a story of wedding invite sabotage. Hey, Stella, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
All right, let's hear the story of who didn't get invited to your wedding because they were going to ruin it.
One of my husband's bestest hot mess friends, Greg, did not get an invite. I made sure that that happened, but I did it secretly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what's he like? Why did he have to be excluded?
He's one of these guys that he's in his 30s, but he wants to date hot 19-year-olds. He always gets completely plastered at any event and acts like a total mess. And my husband wanted him to be a guest because he's one of his oldest, bestest friends. But he's like, I don't want him to be a groomsman. And when he told me how terrible that this guy could be, I took it upon myself to write an invite and put it in an envelope. But when I went to the mailbox, I removed his invitation from the stack.
So you sat around the dining room table or whatever and made the guest list, and he made the cut. And your husband or fiance at the time thought that old Greg would be coming to the party.
Oh, Greg. Exactly.
But somehow, between your house and the United States Postal Service blue bin, that invite just fell into a puddle.
Just disappeared.
Yeah, party Greg. Phi Kappa Party is not invited.
Did your husband ever figure out that he wasn't invited, or did just Greg just not show up, or how'd that all play out?
That's the thing. I didn't cause any drama. I didn't argue with him about it. I was very stealthy about this, but they ended up getting into a huge fight, and now they're not friends.
Uh-oh.
So it kind of fixed itself, and I'm taking it to my grave because I'm like, okay, I don't need my husband being friends with somebody that acts like they're still in college and they're at the frat party.
Was the huge fight because he did not get an invite to the wedding?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you never owned up that you did ever?
I didn't. I know.
And you were like, it just got lost in the mail or what?
I was like, I can't believe it. You know, that's crazy. And he didn't even question it. Not once.
Because in the back of your husband's head, he's saying, he knows Greg's not responsible, so he thinks Greg got it, and it just ended up at the bottom of the pile of the junk mail basket or whatever, and then Greg never responded.
Exactly.
All right, well, Stella, I'm happy that you shared the story with us. I'm sad that you think taking it to your grave means sharing it with our show, because it kind of speaks volumes to
me. But I think Stella's actually really smart.
You do?
Pull the invite out?
Oh, I thought that was so manipulative.
But think of it. It wasn't a family member. It wasn't somebody he was close enough to make a groomsman.
Right.
This is like an old party friend she doesn't want in their life. I kind of given her the praise emoji right now.
Okay. Would you say the same thing if the situation were reversed?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
If your husband slipped out like an invite to somebody who he personally didn't care for in your past, but you wanted there?
I would give him credit for being smart. If he told you, if he was like, look, the reason that they're mad.
He's going to take you to his grave. He's just going to call the Jeff and Jen show. Take it to my grave. All right, Autumn in Atlanta.
Yeah, my mother did not get an invite to my wedding.
Your own mom, Autumn.
Oh, ouch. Why?
She has a drinking problem, so she doesn't know, like, how not to drink and embarrass me. She tries to act like she's, like, a hot 16-year-old when she drinks, like she's our age.
Oh, no.
Got it.
Yeah.
So rather than have to monitor every glass of wine that she got from the bar, you just didn't invite her.
Exactly. It was wonderful.
And how did that go over with Mom?
Well, we didn't talk for a while, but I think she understood. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't include her in on because she drinks too much.
Oh, I'm sorry, Autumn.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.